hello and welcome back to a conversation on the topic of gratitude. And today we pick up in this conversation with Jordan Sullivan. And I love how you lead in our music ministry, how you lead the choir, because I see an emphasis in you to not just learn the mechanics of a song, but learn to embody, to live out what it is you're singing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important. I think that people can go into a religious exercise of any kind, and it just be that. But I love how you challenge and push the choir to something just beyond that, not just the words on the paper. And I've even heard you say, you know, and stop the choir and say, do you realize what this is saying to us? And so you get to preach multiple sermons a week in song, and it's a beautiful thing.
I love the way you put that too. And Jared and I have talked a lot about this. We both just say worship's got to be our, you know, where we're coming from with a heart of worship. But I do often say, sing it like you mean it. We really do love Jesus up here, you know. And we have people who have been classically trained. We have people who just sing by ear. We have, you know, it's a little bit of everything. And to come together to do something, you know, it's kind of like a sports team. Mm-hmm. I never played sports, but it's the touchdown moment when you get to worship with the congregation who hasn't heard it yet.
You know,
and it's new to them. And, you know, one of my favorite quotes, and I don't know who said this, I need to look it up, but if you have a pulse, you have a purpose.
Yeah.
And I just think about in seasons where you may feel like you're waiting or like, I don't know what I'm doing here, but here I am Wednesday night going to choir.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think, man, this is our purpose, to show gratitude to others and to show the love and joy and light of Jesus through song, through our actions, through checking in on people, you know, all the things. It's just such a gift. Mm-hmm. And every night, so I have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Bless your heart.
The 3-year-old's really feisty. But every night when we do our nighttime prayers, I try to say, hey, let's talk about 3 parts of your day that were kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
And to my surprise, now let me, the 3-year-old doesn't do this. It's just all whatever.
Yeah.
But Brett, to my surprise, will just kind of gloss over the bad. He'll be like, oh, yeah, so-and-so said something today. But then... it's always, but then, and he finds the good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, inspiration from a 6-year-old, that's where it's at.
That's right. That's right.
So I like to say that on days when I'm having a hard day, but then.
But then. I love it. I love
it. Yeah.
That's good. One more thing, and that is we're in the people business. We talk to people. We're there for people. We spend time with them in good times and bad. And as you've gone through your ministry experience and you've encountered people who are struggling with gratitude, has there been any things that have been consistent that you have said to people, or what would you say to people who you know, just find themselves in that place where it's hard to find things to be thankful for?
Mm-hmm. I'm still working on this. I work on this for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
One thing that, and I need to ask Neil what book it was, but Neil was reading a book and it was just talking about different ways of praying.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you don't have the words, and sometimes you don't even know what to pray for because there's just too much and you're overwhelmed. And he said, you can pray through your tears. And it was talking about, I need to read this, it was talking about praying through your tears. And the song, Gratitude, I don't know if we've sung it in the early service, but at 11 o'clock we sing it a good bit.
Yeah.
And the chorus is, so I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. All that I have is a hallelujah. And sometimes I just want to say that to people. Hey, mm-hmm. this is all you have. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit will meet you where you are. Mm-hmm. That comforts me. I hope it comforts others. But just to be with them, not to try to fix it or try to make it better or try mm-hmm. to say, oh, yeah, I've been through that too. But just to say he is with you and you can praise from here too.
Mm-hmm. I like that. You mm-hmm. can praise from here too.
Yep.
That's good. That's good. Wow. Well, I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. As we're
you too.
Moving toward that. And I want to say thank you to all of you for listening to this podcast. It has been a joy to talk about this great, important theme of gratitude with Jordan Sullivan. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you. This was fun.
Yes. Well, again, thank you so much for being a part of this conversation on this important topic of gratitude. Tomorrow, we're going to have another guest in to continue this conversation, and that will be Reverend Dr. Neil Epler. So look forward to you tuning in tomorrow.